For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It's all about taking a leap on the next star.
Penix, out of the pocket. Penix, pump, angle, pylon, touchdown.
Here's Nix, going for the long ball. He's got a step on him, and the Broncos strike early with the touchdown to Franklin from 43 yards out.
This is a Draft Week edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by A&E Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Get $2,000 off a new energy-efficient system now through May 31st. Call or visit aeheatingandcooling.com.
This is why you don't want to play a Sean Payton team who has a young quarterback.
Draft Week with Danny and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
It is NFL Draft Week, and boy, the buzz is already starting. Heading into Thursday's draft at Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Everybody gets a draft these days. But we have big news. Today, we have opened up a chance for you to get your spot in the Fan Golf Classic.
Woo!
Shake and bake, baby. Your local Portland Toyota dealers present the 11th Annual Fan Golf Classic out at Langdon Farms Golf Club on Tuesday, June 24th, brought to you by Henderson & Daughters Windows and Doors and by Philbrook Law Accident and Injury Lawyers. So we have an afternoon and a morning round, as we always do at the Fan Golf Classic. Matt's Barbecue will be there for the post-round meal. And the Fan Golf Classic, it's the 11th annual. This is crazy that we have now gone to the 11th annual Fan Golf Classic. It's Tuesday, June 24th, and you can go to 1080thefan.com, click on the Fan Golf Classic logo. You can get details and the link to purchase a foursome. We have more details that we're going to be rolling out, but we will see you out at Langdon Farms. Local Toyota dealers present the 11th Annual Fan Golf Classic. It is back, baby!
Let's go!
And it is pre-July 4th, because last year, we were after the 4th of July weekend. We are now back in June, the last week of June there, full week, June 24th. Let's get it. I'm excited. So go to 1080thefan.com, and you can sign up, and we'll have more details on everything that's going to be out there, some of the attractions that we will have.
I already have June 24th blacked out on my calendar.
Well, you will be blacked out on June 24th, indeed, because that has become a tradition for Danny.
It is the one time a year that my wife is reduced to being a married Uber driver.
Mm. All right.
I don't do it often. But I do. Yeah. It's a good event to get absolutely turned up to.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a great time. So get your foursomes together. June 24th, Langdon Farms. Go to 1080thefan.com. It is local Portland Toyota dealers presents the Fan Golf Classic. And it's brought to you by Henderson & Daughters, Windows & Doors, and Philbrook Law Accident and Injury Lawyers. So I'm excited to see everybody out there. This is always a fun time. Everybody's going to get their foursomes ready. Look, if you're a morning, if you know you're a morning person,
get it now.
You need to. They fill up very quickly.
I've already sent out my text message blast to everybody who said, was like, oh man, I want to do it this year.
Yeah.
And I was like, if you want to do it, make sure you get in now before whatever time slot you want. And the morning does fill up faster. And just, it that's how it goes.
Yep. So get it done. Get it right. 11th Annual Fan Golf Classic. Boom. June 24th. Tell your friends. All right. We do have the NFL draft. It's coming up this week, Thursday. Thursday.
We have a full-on countdown clock on ESPN. It's 75 hours, 53 minutes, and 25 seconds right now.
That seems
a bit much.
Aggressive.
I think you could start it at 72.
Well, this year is so unique in the NFL draft in that this is the first time in the common draft era since 1967, when there were far fewer teams. I think there was only like 24 teams back then. This is the first year that every team still holds their first round pick entering an NFL draft.
It's kind of crazy.
And we talked about this like a couple of months ago. We'd reached the threshold back in February, like just after the Super Bowl, of it being the latest time of year since 1993 that every team had held their picks. That lasted only until the Kansas City Chiefs gave up their first round pick to San Francisco so they could trade for Joe Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Now here we are. We are days away from the NFL draft. All 32 still hold their first round pick. And I think this tells us, you know, just how damn valuable your first round picks are.
Yeah.
And in the NFL, it is so different. The NBA, it's going to, well, Oklahoma City's not going to have all of them. I think they have four this year.
Yeah.
That's not going to last even.
No, they don't have the roster spots for it.
But in the NFL, you need cheap, high-end talent. Mm-hmm. And the way you get that is in the first round. In this year's draft, it's not as top-heavy, mm-hmm. so teams aren't willing to trade up and give away their first-round pick to move up into the high, top four, top five. But it's strong everywhere in this draft. Every position group is strong in the NFL draft this year. It's just not top-end talent.
And the only guy you can really see on the market right now who could command a first or multiple firsts is T.J. Watt. Like, players that are kind of thought to be available. Like, is anybody giving up a first-round pick for Mark Andrews? No.
No, no.
There's no wide receiver that's currently out there that anybody's talking about. Like,
teams don't trade established players for first-round picks in the NFL very often.
No.
You just don't do it because of what they're worth. And you know that if you bring in an established veteran, he takes up a big chunk of your salary cap, so you have to have cheap talent somewhere, and that's with your first-round picks. What you see in the NFL is you trade your first-round pick for another first-round pick, and that's how you move up. We haven't seen any of that this year. I wouldn't be surprised if we do see some action, whether it is in the next 3 days or on draft day, for a team wanting to move up. They fall in love with the guy and
into the first round.
Right now, you have got, this is going to be smokescreen season, and this is the 3 days before the draft are the least trustworthy days of any reporter because they're all getting played.
There's already a lot of news and notes out there as far as like teams that could be making trades or looking to make trades leading into the draft to move some guys around. There's the fifth-year option guys. There are the veterans, the Mark Andrews of the world. And it's going to be interesting to kind of see how that goes. But like, and again, you know, for me personally, the Raiders are a team that they might as well put a bullseye on Ashton Gentry's back at this point in time. I mean, their GM has already come out and said that they're very interested in taking a running back. And they've been flagging this really since they traded for Geno Smith.
Oh, they are minus in the betting markets. I think last I saw it was like minus 400 to draft a running back in the first round.
Now, does that mean they take Ashton Gentry, or does that mean they trade back and they look at Amari and Hampton? Like, I don't know. If I was a betting man, I'm going to go with them taking Ashton Gentry.
Boy, trading back and drafting a running back that isn't the number one running back in the first round is quite a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good one.
No. And also, I think
I don't think they'd do that.
Gentry's a dude. I will say this. If the Raiders do select Ashton Gentry, I will be getting my first Raiders jersey in a very long time.
That is such a ballsy choice.
I love him.
I do, too. I think he's incredible. But
he's probably going to be gone in a matter of years if they do draft him.
He is a running back.
Mm-hmm.
And the shelf life is short.
Mm-hmm.
and he is a high-end talent, but it's not like he did it like Derrick Henry did at the University of Alabama,
yeah.
right? It's not like he was Saquon Barkley running through Big Ten defenses. He did it in the Mountain West. He mm-hmm. did it, but he did it against Oregon. Mm-hmm. He did it in the college football playoff. Like, we've seen him against some really good teams, but it's an interesting body of work that has gotten him to that spot, because usually it's from a guy from a power conference yep. who just was so damn impressive against the best teams in college football. Instead, like, you're watching his highlight videos, and most of his runs are against Georgia Southern and Portland State that they're rolling out there. Mm-hmm. And that's not to say his highlight film is ridiculous.
He had more yards after contact than anybody else had rushing yards in the country.
And he was that dominant.
Yeah.
He was that damn good. But he's also not like Saquon Barkley or Derrick Henry in that he's not a physical freak.
No, I mean, well, like, he is, but he's small.
You know, in stature. Like, yeah. Derrick Henry is 6'3", 250 pounds. Mm-hmm. Saquon Barkley is, what, 5'11", but has quite possibly the largest legs I've ever seen.
Yeah. Hey, did you know he can squat 600 pounds?
He can squat 600 pounds, yeah. I've read that. Mm-hmm. Ashton Jeanty is 5'8".
Mm-hmm.
And
I saw him dunk.
Dude, he is explosive. He is so explosive. But it's like you can't shove any muscle into him because his skin will break.
Yeah. That's the one thing when you saw him up close in person, you're like, his muscles have muscles and they have muscles.
And he was...
There's nowhere else for him to go.
He was not 5'9", which is what they listed him at. And I'm happy that I was correct on that.
Yeah, at the combine, he was 5'8 in shoes.
Yeah. But he is so good.
Yeah.
I will... That's a risk of how good he could be, especially because you don't have a receiving core that's going to keep defenses honest downfield. So it is load the box, and let's see if Geno Smith can pick us apart. And your cast of, outside of Brock Bowers, a lot of, NFL receivers can get open.
You know it's funny, yikes. On the mock draft? You know, they have the Raiders taking pretty much every expert now in the second round.
Wide receiver?
No.
Corner?
Corner. Not just any corner. The corner who had the fastest 40 time at the combine.
Well, that fits.
A little hat tip to Al Davis.
Bad habits die hard. Bad habits die hard. All right, 503-864-6326. That's the fan text line. They rolled him out there, and this time, cameras were allowed. And I can now see why he didn't on the first one. Danny Dusty on the Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Quite the day for Nico Harrison to make his first in-front-of-cameras public appearance. He had a press conference today. He's the general manager of the Dallas Mavericks, the one who decided to trade Luka Doncic for a guy who got hurt in the playing game on Friday.
Pennies on the dollar.
And Tim McMahon of ESPN, there was rumblings that this was going to happen, that he had basically the murder weapon for Nico Harrison's firing that he was going to unveil after the Mavericks got eliminated from the playoffs. And he posted a story today that's a doozy. It's not quite what I was expecting when I saw on Friday morning that McMahon was going to release something that was going to bury Nico Harrison. But it paints a picture of the dysfunction and disruption that Nico Harrison has brought to Dallas.
Of a guy who doesn't know what the hell he's doing. That's fundamentally what it comes down to. So Tim Cato, who used to work for The Athletic, works for DLLS. It's one of the many branches of the All-NBA group started in Denver and DNVR. He was at the press conference today. And his article that he just published, I'll tie all this together. Team sources consistently express belief that Dumont no longer sees Harrison as a figure with irreproachable basketball expertise. Most notably, team and league sources say Dumont has had frustration with Harrison not warning him, or perhaps even more damningly, being unaware of the fandom's outrage following the trade. Those same sources say it had some influence over Dumont's decision to make Harrison appear for last week's closed media event. And if you're wondering what that is, Nico Harrison had a quote today that I don't even know how to explain it. I can't begin. Just listen to this.
Didn't know that Luka was important to the fan base. I didn't quite know it to what level. But really, the way we looked at it is, you know, if you're putting a team on the floor that's Kyrie, Clay, PJ, Anthony Davis, and Lively, we feel that's a championship caliber team. And we would have been winning at a high level, and that would have quieted some of the outrage. And so, unfortunately, we weren't able to do that. So it just continued to, you know, go on and on.
There's so many things there. First of all, that's not a championship quality team. It's not. It's not even close to a championship quality team. No. You cannot say that.
Well, I think the bigger one is you didn't know what he meant to the fan base,
and that's the more egregious thing. And this is at that point. There's two paths you can take there. Either he unknowingly, irresponsibly, did not know the value and the meaning of Luka Doncic to the franchise, or he did it deliberately.
Yeah.
And either way, he's unfit to be the general manager of that franchise.
Yeah.
Or of any franchise.
You said something in him being a guy that doesn't know what he's doing. And I go, I don't know, because I think he's doing what he does know. Because where did he work out before?
Nike.
What, in the time that he worked at Nike, it was, a lot of the things, including they just recently turned over their CEO.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of the conversations of Nike had lost its way.
Mm-hmm.
There are several lawsuits that are pending that have gone to like dysfunction of mm-hmm. of management at Nike and all that stuff. And look, I love Nike. I'm swoosh bag through and through, right?
I'm literally head to toe Nike right now.
But a lot of the things of the power struggles that we've heard from, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of the stuff that's been published about Nike and the, hey, we are going to take away anybody we're going to silence whoever has more power than us or can sway the people with power.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to silence them. That's what Tim McMahon kind of outlines mm-hmm. is that what Nico Harrison has done very quietly to the public, but very loudly within the building in Dallas, is that he has gotten rid of any person that could be a threat to his power or that could be a voice of reason to question his power to the owners. That
includes Mark Cuban,
Dirk Nowitzki, the medical team that is now in New York with mm-hmm. the Knicks. And it has created like a little bit of like this, everybody's looking over their shoulder and a little bit of hostility there. And I think that when you kind of read that and you're like, knowing where what his background is of being a cutthroat dude, that's what he's doing. And it's ineffective as a leader of an NBA franchise. And it's ineffective leading anybody
yeah.
in that regard and kind of the way that McMahon frames what's going on. But it also has to do with something that I've been saying the whole time, which is that ownership doesn't know anything about the Mavericks. They don't care about the Mavericks. They look at it as they just bought a business
mm-hmm.
and Nico Harrison was the guy that was, he knows.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what he's doing. So we're just going to let him do what he's doing. Now they're seeing firsthand that guy is not fit for this role and they have, and I don't know if you could have a bigger buyer's remorse than what the Dumont family probably has right now because of everything that we've outlined that they're trying to do with legalizing gambling in the mm-hmm. state of Texas,
building a
casino and a new stadium in Dallas where you need to get the fan base rallied. They have absolutely lost all of that with these moves and the trust with Nico Harrison. And now you're starting to see whether it's Tim Cato or Tim McMahon with the hit pieces against him. I don't see how he survives as the general manager of the Dallas Mavericks beyond this week.
Honestly, he shouldn't get through the day. But I also said that when he had the closed door press conference, whatever the hell that was, where what came out of that was when they asked him about the future, I said, I see myself, you know, fulfilling my 3 years and then I'm out of here. So you've got a guy who's just looking at 3 years and there's no long-term vision. He's going to leave the organization with the bag. Like, think about the Mavs organization in 3 years. You no longer have Luka Doncic, who would be in his prime. Anthony Davis will be 34. Kyrie Irving will be, 36? What? You don't have any draft picks because they're gone.
Yeah.
You didn't get anything back from the Lakers in that deal. You have nothing. You have nothing. And you are just, the organization is just screwed. From the most cynical viewpoint, if you believe the Adelsons and Patrick Dumont, they have nothing to do with this. And everybody's like, oh, he's taking cues from ownership. I don't believe that.
No.
I don't believe that one second.
And what we're finding out now is that he has all the power.
He saw a power vacuum when Cuban sold the team and he snatched it all up for himself. And this is something that happens across sports. When that's something that people thought about when in Denver, when Calvin Booth got fired and Mike Malone, is there an assistant GM somewhere that doesn't like either of them
mm-hmm.
and he wants them both gone because he wants the job and he doesn't want to deal with Mike Malone? Like that was one of the first things that I got told from somebody in Denver was that it feels like there's somebody who's playing everyone's side because it's cutthroat in the executive world, not just in the NBA, across sports. And those people that want to be GMs, they don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care. They will step on you every which way.
Yeah.
And if there's an opportunity to grab that power because you know better, because you, like in sports, you succeed because you're the best. There's this inherent self-belief that I can do this better. And so Nico Harrison saw this opportunity to alienate your franchise's best player in Dirk Nowitzki, to cut out the owner who had sold the team but still holds basically a quarter of the stake in the team. I think it's like 24%. Mark Cuban still owns a large portion of the team. He's just no longer the majority shareholder. Because part of the deal when Cuban sold the team is that he would lead basketball operations. Well, they cut his legs out from underneath him because the fine-tooth comb on the language of the contract when he sold the team wasn't good enough. And so neither of those guys were talked to or consulted when Luka was being traded, because both of them would have immediately gone to Tim McMahon.
Yeah, oh yeah. 100%.
They would not have allowed that to happen. There's not a chance in hell that they would have allowed that to happen. And you look at everything, there is, short of Luka Doncic's legs being blown off by a landmine, there is nothing that can happen that can redeem this for them. Like if let's just say you fire Nico Harrison and you hire a new general manager to try to salvage anything out of this, Kyrie Irving's he's got a player option. He can opt out and just leave. Anthony Davis is great, but injured.
Hold on. The thing about Kyrie, he's going to opt into that knowing he's not going to play next year and he's going to collect a paycheck because he tore his ACL.
Though they're putting out there that he could return in January and they're not worried about, he may opt out and just sign an extension. Like that's what they've kind of flagged is going to happen. And I'm just like, so you're going into the next year with your hands already tied behind your back. And it's like, why? Like, why? I don't know if ownership is because they're so new to this that they don't realize just how bad things are, that they're afraid that if they cut bait, it's like admitting failure. And billionaires hate doing that. We got it wrong. And that's why a lot of times you see guys that should not be in positions held on to for so long. And it's not just the NBA. Just look across sports.
No, they need to realize and know, though, that what will happen is your fan base,
you might galvanize him,
start coming back around because he's the villain.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes.
He is the villain. And everything that's being framed right now is that they trusted the basketball guy to make the basketball decisions. And a fan base can be rationalized with, to the point of saying, hey, this ownership's not going to meddle in what's going on the basketball side. And they trusted the guy who was already there when they got there. And that, like, they'll probably point the finger right at Mark Cuban, who hired Nico Harrison, and say, look, that wasn't an us problem. That was a him problem. And
there's a way to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. You're not going to get all of them back, and you won't until you win. And that's what Nico Harrison is saying in that clip, is that, things just didn't go all right. Well, part of McMahon's big piece of his article is that the reason why there might be so many injuries is because they took a very well-respected league-wide medical staff, dismantled it, and then brought in two guys who absolutely hate each other, and one of them is not even qualified to train NBA players, and he is your head strength and conditioning coach who does not have the qualifications outlined by the NBA. And the NBA is like, yeah, he has the college one, and we said you can work this year with it. But he's not even NBA certified to be their strength coach. Him and the new team doctor hate each other, have yelled at each other, have rushed guys back from injuries, and maybe the reason why guys are getting re-injured so often this season.
And on top of that, that previous training staff was very tight with Luka and was very tight with Dirk Nowitzki.
And all of their players.
Yes. Very well respected.
Yeah. So much so that the day that his contract expired with the Mavericks, the Knicks hired him.
We didn't mention when he was fired. He was away from the team tending to his ill mother who was in the path of passing away.
Yep, she was on her deathbed, and they were all coming back from Dirk Nowitzki's Hall of Fame induction, which Dirk invited the performance doctor to
because he was such a good friend.
And then when they were on their way back from that, Nico Harrison said, hey, need to meet with you. He's like, yeah, I'm not in Dallas. I'm in Ohio. Sends him a Zoom link, what I'm assuming is a Zoom link. Cans him via Zoom.
While he's at his mom's deathbed.
Yikes. So things have not been going well. And it didn't go any better today.
I mean, the quotes that are coming out of this are just, they're heinous.
I didn't know how much you meant to the fans. Kind of like one of the descriptions of your job.
If it's not the most important thing, it's top three.
Having a pulse of your team and the fan base,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. You know, the fans' love affair with the players should not determine what you do with your moves.
But there's a sliding scale.
But knowing the importance of Luka Doncic probably does.
Imagine trading Damian Lillard year 6.
Yeah, that would not have gone well. No.
For pennies on the dollar.
Like the year after Dame breaks the Oklahoma City Thunder, which, by the way, this iteration of the Oklahoma City Thunder may have been built by the Damian Lillard.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's when Paul George was like, I can't do this
anymore. Imagine trading Damian Lillard after that for Blake Griffin.
Yeah, the very next year. Yeah, that wouldn't have been good. Except for put that on steroids because Luka backpacked a team to the NBA Finals.
Just unbelievable stuff. Unbelievable
stuff. Yeah, it's really bad. It's really bad.
I don't know, man. All right, coming up on our worst day on the web, don't make this apparently common error. Sweet Jesus, I did not know this was a thing that's common. But first, we get the Big Will Bets of the Sports Center update.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Look, it happens to all of us at some point in time. We confuse one thing for another. We're not paying attention, or possibly you were inebriated or altered state of mind, something along those lines. But I, for one, have never confused my eye drops with nail, or my nail glue with eye drops.
I don't use nail glue,
I don't either. But still, that seems like a tough one to kind of confuse. They come in
similarly shaped
bottles.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I don't think I've ever seen a thing of nail glue.
Well, a woman. This actually comes from back in December, but it's making the rounds on the news cycle again for whatever reason. But a woman is recovering after accidentally gluing her eyelid shut because she thought her nail glue was her eye drops.
Okay, I've just Googled nail glue, and most of them don't look like eye drops. But there's
a couple that do.
Kiss is a company, and it looks just like eye drops. 100%, it looks like eye drops. I didn't know what to expect. Most of them look like super glue or nail polish, though. She has the one, I'm assuming, that looks just like an eye drop little dropper.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Contact wearer.
Yeah.
I'm blind as a bat.
Yeah.
And I made a terrible mistake once. I was in tech school. And I chewed for 20 plus years. And I had put a dip in, did the normal thing that I used to do, which is wipe it off of the inside of my cargo pocket of my BDU. I'm like, all right, we're good there. And I had a contact pop out. Didn't even think. It popped out, and I just grabbed it with my left hand, my index finger, and put it back in. You know what's on your finger?
Yeah, residue of tobacco.
Fiberglass.
Oh. Well, yeah, there's
that. My eye felt like somebody had set it on fire. And ever since that time, anytime I touch my contacts, I will just go to a bathroom, make sure I wash my hands thoroughly so I don't ever come close to feeling that. And with drops, I will look at the damn bottle like 15 times before I ever put anything in my eye because my eye burned so bad from that experience.
So this woman glued her eyeball shut. You're kind of bearing the lead on this. She glued her eyeball, her eye shut?
Mm-hmm. Like shut because it's like nail glue is like super glue.
Yeah.
Because it's supposed to hold on a fake acrylic nails for a long period of time.
Okay. Now, this is natural selection. You do know, you should know what you're picking up.
Mm-hmm. It's in your eyes.
Is she able to get her eye open?
Eventually, it looks like they were able to do it, but she says, when it hit my eye, it immediately burned, really bad. It wasn't until I went to rub it, and when I came back, my finger got stuck on my eye, and that's when it clicked. I was like, oh, that was nail glue.
Oh, my God. Wait, so if you glue your eye shut, this is the thing. Is she blind in that eye now? Because if you just leave it in there, you can't even flush your eye out and get the glue out of your eye. So if she dropped this glue onto her actual eyeball, is she just blind in that eye?
It doesn't say that she's
Oh my gosh.
Blind, but there's a PSA. Poison control experts say it's not uncommon for people to make this mistake.
Should be.
Ladies.
I think it should be, too.
You know what? Now I want to say this, ladies, because you know what? Dudes out there, you might put some press-ons, too. Double check the bottle.
Or don't keep the bottles by each other.
But, she said she visited several doctors, and they all expect her eye will stay glued for another month and a half.
What?
She said, I haven't had any peaceful sleep. I have horrible headaches. They said that the glue could also be messing with my sinuses.
Yeah, I would think so. So she's sniffing glue and has her eye glued shut?
She's high all the time.
Golly. Now, you said that this happens often. I'm looking at something where another woman had done this and said that 5 to 7 weeks for her eye to fully open, and she would need another further examination for potential damages. Whoa. And well, okay.
There's no, like, eye-safe product that you could put on her eyelid, like, dab on with a Q-tip?
To release it?
To release it.
Probably not.
I guess it's probably under her eyelid.
Yeah, I don't
like,
even...
Like, it's probably... It's not probably, like, where your eyes come together... It's probably, gosh, like the inside of her eyelid is glued to her eyeball.
That is awful. That's like a, that's one of the scarier
things.
That's
terrifying.
I wouldn't even know. And was it just one eye?
It's just one eye.
Okay.
Left eye.
I mean.
Big fan of TLC.
Look, I'm not going to, I'm just going to say here, like, I wouldn't put it past somebody to double drop those things and all of a sudden, now you're just walking around no eyes. At least you could put an eye patch on, do something cool for like at least a month to until that thing opens back up.
I feel like Jeff Ross is just texted in. She got herself into a sticky situation.
Hey-o!
Would she win a lawsuit?
No.
No. Well,
are we sure?
Yeah, I mean, McDonald's, hot coffee.
Are we?
Yeah, this is right there.
No. Hold on. The hot coffee one is kind of a misnomer because that was too
hot. That was
hot.
Scalding
way,
hot.
Way too hot. Was, but yeah. Remember... There are certain like shirt companies where when you buy the shirt, there comes with a warning and it says, do not iron while wearing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Because someone sued and won that way.
Yeah. Well, I
can
feel,
she sue and win?
I feel like it would be pretty simple to, you didn't even read the label. Like, you're talking there was no warning on there that don't put it in your eye. This is, you meant to put an eye drop in, and you put glue in because you didn't do your part of reading what you were putting into your eye. If they were selling this nail glue as something different, and maybe as, hey, go ahead, put in your eye. But I've also never seen a glue label or any adhesive
that does not have a
warning. If ingested, call, you know,
poison control.
Do not put in mouth, eyes, open wounds, because that's another thing. People use super glue to like shut wounds.
I mean, I did that to bring my lip back together.
I've done that before too.
Super glue and duct tape.
Not on my lip though, but like I've done that before. Not supposed to. Tells you not to do it.
No, the stitches weren't readily available.
Yeah. I have a feeling this nail glue probably had a warning on it not to ingest.
I mean, this is pretty high up there on the dumb scale.
Yeah, it is.
And the fact that so many people are like, oh no, I've done that too. And I'm like, wow, Darwin is not he's putting in the time, but not the effort.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like these are the people we should be weeding out.
Well, these are good cautionary tales. All right. Always check that eye drops before you put it in your eye. I always do that anyways, cause I want to look at expiration dates. Cause I don't know where they like how long they've been.
The whole like expiration dates on like saline solution, I've always wondered with that. I'm like, how does it go bad?
Yeah, mine's more of the allergy stuff, so I don't know if they have something else in there.
The allergy stuff too. How does that go bad?
I don't know.
The off chance that a doctor is listening right now.
I still use saline that I think I bought in high school.
Yeah, you're probably okay.
I mean, you're
doesn't hurt when it goes in my eye.
Yeah.
My eyesight can't get worse now.
Yeah, I'm just I don't ever check on, like, my actual solution. It's always eye drops. So
yeah.
I'm going to check that.
I did the fridge clean this weekend. I found a thing of mustard that I hadn't used in God knows how long. Expiration was 2023 on that one.
Dang, dog.
I was like, ooh.
Grandpa Gary Ortner's like that. When you go to his house and he goes, hey, I got something for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you double check.
Double check the expiration?
Got to double check the expiration.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. There's certain things out there, like the expiration date. Yeah. You know.
Oh, hey, how about this? I looked this up for you. I'm assuming she used the Kiss brand because it looks just like I found the warning label. Keep out of reach of children. Causes skin irritation, eye irritation. May cause respiratory irritation. Oh. So it does say may cause eye irritation. Like, oh, I don't know. Your eye may get glued shut.
See, but that's where the lawyer goes, doesn't say it's going to keep your eye glued shut and cause blindness.
Yeah, it's glue.
Possible mm-hmm. blindness.
It's glue.
I understand, but they also tell you, like, you should know not to iron your clothes while you're wearing them.
I will say also that this one has always popped up in the military. The fan text line, a Claymore mine says front towards enemy.
Mm.
And it does say front and back embossed on the explosive device.
Well, I think that that's good that they give those warnings to people.
It's shaped a certain way, but it also has the...
Yeah. You don't want that thing blown up the wrong way.
No.
Yeah. Front towards enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Not towards your friends.
No.
Yeah. Good. They nailed that then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
So don't be dumb. Read the labels, guys.
Ooh, hey, got more on the label. Bonds skin and eyes in seconds. That's in all caps.
She might not win this lawsuit.
I don't think she's going to win it, bro.
Also, it's one of those things where it's like, is that one of those ones that where if you get it on your fingers and you like put it together, you put your index finger mm-hmm. and your thumb together, they could stay stuck?
Yeah.
I've had that happen before, but my dad had some... But some sort of liquid that probably also wasn't good for my skin that was able to break it down quite quickly.
Oh, hey, I don't think this is a doctor, but I'm going to go ahead and say they are. It doesn't go bad. It just loses its efficacy.
Mm.
So there we go.
There you go. All right. We'll take that.
And then there's P1 coal. Expiration dates don't really have a lot to do with anything. Yeah, it's just so you buy more, right? Yeah. No, something's
going especially
go
when it comes
bad.
To meat. That's sell-by dates you're thinking of.
Very, very bad. Things go very
bad. I will
bad.
Say the sell-by date, it does vary.
Yeah. The sell-by date is what he's thinking of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I'll mess with some milk. You got to give it the sniff test.
You give it the sniff and the shake.
And if the sniff test doesn't pass immediately, let's see the taste test.
Ooh.
Well, and you've got guinea pigs.
You're dang right I do.
Hey, kids, come here. Try this milk.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, like, we've had, like, milk that has gone bad. My son is, like, mowing down on cereal. And I'm like, buddy, do you taste that? Does it taste funny? He's like, stops. I'm like, oh, boy. Does this kid got COVID? Like, can he not taste anything? And he's like, yeah, it doesn't taste like normal milk. It's like, you think?
You're just getting him some cultures.
Like, what are you doing?
You're just proofing him up against some war zone diseases.
This kid is just housing cereal with awful milk.
Just
and he's
chunky
just like,
milk.
It's like until he had to actually stop. It's like when you eat spicy chips.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that spicy until you stop eating them and you're like, oh boy.
There it is.
That's him, but with spoiled milk.
Ugh.
Love that.
Ugh. Kids are built different.
He's going to be such a bro.
All right, coming up next.
Gonna be?
College football video game. They've got another banger on the way, and they've got a big change. We'll get to that next year on Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan. The college football video game from EA Sports returned last season to a smash success. Just outstanding reviews and all of the fun. I took many a dynasty to many a championships from many bad conferences, but it was missing something. And now they have rectified that. College football, EA Sports has brought Metallica into the game, and they are going to hold a contest for the best marching band in Division I to record with them and to be featured in the game.
I think it's just great because now Enter Sandman can be played before Virginia Tech takes the field. I think that's a big plus. But that was the one takeaway is Metallica was missing from
the
game.
Yeah, it was missing.
That's pretty cool. So what is going to happen here with a marching band? So a marching band is going to, what does this contest look like?
They didn't outline what the contest is going to look like yet.
Okay.
So I imagine it's going to be it's only from Division I schools. But they're having some sort of competition. I'm assuming they're going to submit a video.
Yep. I'm in.
To do it. And then, so they'll record with Metallica for a Metallica song.
Virginia Tech has to win this, right?
It'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, though, but like one of the HBCUs when it comes to marching bands.
Way better.
They hold it down.
Yeah.
But it's not close.
Yeah.
Like, you know, FAMU going out there and winning this would be pretty dope. Not going to lie. Prairie View, one of those schools coming out there and figuring it out would be pretty cool. So they're going to do a Metallica song, but beyond that, they're going to also record an original that will be featured in a future college football game.
Now I'm talking. Now we're talking.
That's pretty rad.
All right. I like the Metallica dudes are all into sports. Yeah. Like, they're more baseball guys. I love their Giants.
Giants.
But I thought one missed opportunity. I was hoping that Mariano Rivera's final game, they were going to set up in the back, like in the batter's eye. And as Mariano Rivera goes out to Enter Sandman, it was a live rendition. Thought that would have been badass.
Full on,
that
that's
didn't happen.
With Timmy Trumpet?
Yes. It would have been the best. Yeah. But if we got Enter Sandman now for Virginia Tech at Lane Stadium in the game, I'm good with it. The band component, look, the Big Ten opened one my eyes to one thing. They do bands way better in Big Ten. The original Big Ten schools, they go all out in their bands. Like, the Northwest, the West Coast schools, we don't do bands like they do.
Dot in the eye, as much as I hate Ohio State, pretty dope.
Purdue with the world's largest drum. They had a badass band. Wisconsin's band was huge. And they have like an old like 1930s fire truck that leads them out onto the field, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah. Pomp and circumstance, man.
Yeah. This year, Iowa and Penn State getting to see those. Like, they go all out. Michigan's band was just massive. They took up the entire field. There's nowhere to go in on the field there, and then they just run out between the banners. You're like, golly, on TV, it does not look like it's this big of a production. It is. It's pretty sweet.
So, it's something I wanted to bring up because it's cool. I love it.
Sweet. All right, I'm here.
Coming up next, hour number three, we're going to pivot back to the NBA playoffs with some big news, notes, and trends that we noticed from Game 1 looking into Game 2 here on Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.